Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's Foreigner bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Anita Rosen. Anita is the author of the e-commerce answer question and answer book, also e-learning 2.0, and both of those outstanding books are website ReadyGo.com, right?
Correct.
ReadyGo.com. Check it out, folks. She's forgotten more about e-commerce than you and I will ever know. You'll learn many things from her by hanging out with her. Anita, thanks again for staying with us. Mobile, we brought up mobile at the end of the last segment. I wanted to get your thoughts on that. I believe, you know, I've been talking to my audience about mobile for a long time now and trying to encourage them to get involved. I told them, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I went through the whole mobile app, mobile site process myself for our own company. And determined that we didn't need a mobile app, we need a mobile site. I learned more about how the difference in the cost and the time and all that kind of thing. And I've determined that every small business needs a mobile site, but they might not need a mobile app. And so I've encouraged them to go there first. What do you think?
I agree with you. And I think we need to explain the difference between site and app. You have your website. And there's two ways of getting information on mobile. One is you download an app, or you use a browser and you go to the web.
Right.
The problem is if you use a browser and go to the web and you haven't done anything to your website, mm-hmm. people now have this website that's developed for a big screen on a little screen.
Right.
And no
magnifying glass, right?
Right, exactly. So then they have to go into that little screen, and then they got to pull it big enough so they can read the letters.
Mm-hmm.
And then so that's a really bad experience. So what you need to do is create a mirror to your existing mm-hmm. site that is developed so that you can read it. One of the things my tool does, you know, because I'm in the e-learning business, but we have an authoring tool,
mm-hmm.
and you just apply. You can take all of your content, just apply a different template to it, mm-hmm. and now it's a mobile.
Yeah, and you basically just take the essence of your big site, the things people use the most, and you get rid of all of the extraneous photos, the cliche photos, and all the big deck graphics and all that you can get away with on a huge monitor. You get away with all those things. You just put up, as Sergeant Friday would have said in the old Dragnet shows, just the facts, ma'am.
Right. You look at your site and you say, and you also look and think, what operations would someone never do? You know, they'd never come to my site and do XYZ
mm-hmm.
On a mobile because it's so small.
Right.
You know, what kind of business and why? You have to think again. Of the same way you had to think 15 years ago of what are people going to do on the web?
Do you see a time, how far out do you see a time when people won't be saying, do you have a mobile site? They'll be saying, do you still have a regular site?
No, I think it's just going to be one of those things.
You think 20 years from now we'll still be looking at websites on monitors?
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think people, it's like saying, well, do you see a time when people aren't going to have a phone number? No, I don't think
that
having
that's
an email address did away with our phone number.
No, I agree.
So I don't,
don't you think mobile is going to just, I mean, it's just exploding.
It is exploding, definitely exploding, because my kid's going into middle school and I'm going to get her a mobile.
Yeah.
But she has a computer because her favorite thing in the world, and we have to limit this, is getting online with her friends and playing games like Wizard 101. And she's not going to play those kind of games
uh-huh.
on a mobile device, even though when we go to a restaurant and she starts getting all itchy,
right.
We hand her over one of our cell phones so that she can play a game.
It's like a medicine. Like a,
oh, my.
Like
you know,
a bomb or something.
But, you know, it's nice when you're done That's with funny. Dinner, you're waiting for the check, and the kid wants to, like, leave. Instead of having them whine, you give them the device, and they're quiet.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
You know, all of us parents.
Oh yeah,
do
no,
that.
Exactly. No, I'm with my grandchildren. I won't let them have the technology until they start bugging me, and then I say, "Where's your phone?"
Yeah.
Hey, Anita, thank you for being here. Good job today. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Come back soon.
Yep, my pleasure.
ReadyGo.com, right?
Yep.
Folks, find out more about Anita and her tool, the authoring tool she talked about. Her books are there, eLearning 2.0 and the e-commerce question and answer book. And you'll get smarter when you hang out with Anita, I promise you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.